Here's what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Wednesday. Shell shock. That's the only word to describe what happened to the World Cup yesterday. Germany destroyed Brazil 7-1. Second worst Brazilian World Cup loss in 84 years. It snapped Brazil's 57-match home field winning streak in their own country. Germany scored 3 goals in 3 minutes and 5 goals in the opening 29 minutes. Thomas Muller, Miroslav Klose scored early, and then there was the landslide of goals. Brazil's defense completely collapsed. A staggered coach, Luis Scola, could hardly talk in the post-game press conference. His only statement, excuse us for this negative mistake. Meanwhile, the other semifinal matchup is today, the Netherlands against Argentina, but the Dutch may be without their premier goal scorer, Robin van Persie. He's been out with a stomach ailment for the past couple of days. Argentina, of course, is led by superstar Lionel Messi. Major League Baseball scouts are watching the Padres on this road trip in Colorado. Scouts from the Blue Jays, scouts from the Yankees showed up. They're continuing to zero in on Padre third baseman Chase Headley, who's in the final year of his contract. Reports are the Padres are expressing interest in a young Yankee second baseman, Rob Refsnyder, hitting .333 at AA. If they were to make a Headley to New York deal, Refsnyder might be their second baseman. That would allow Jed Jerko to move to third. Meanwhile, the Toronto Blue Jays had 4 different scouts watching Headley over the last week. The Padres reportedly want 300-hitting young minor league outfielder Kevin Pillar as part of any Chase Headley deal. On the field, Padres lost a tough one last night to the Colorado Rockies 2-1. Charlie Blackmon hit a 2-run home run. That broke up a great pitching duel between Tyson Ross and Franklin Morales. Chris D'Onofrio had 3 base hits. It's only the 4th win in the last 22 games for the Rockies. Meanwhile, Padres-Colorado afternoon game up in Denver as the series ends. Left-hander Eric Stoltz will be on the mound, and then the Padres go to Dodger Stadium for 4 in a row. On the injury front, Jed Jerko has flown to Arizona to begin rehab baseball workouts. He's been out for an extended period of time with plantar fasciitis. Meanwhile, the Padres interview a hot candidate for the vacant general manager's job yesterday at Petco Park. Mike Hazen, a vice president of the Red Sox in town, but the Friars lose one of their other hot candidates. Michael Gersh has elected not to interview. He's the second in command with the St. Louis Cardinals. Hopscotching around the baseball scoreboard, stunner, Dodgers jumped out to a 5-0 lead in the first inning in Detroit last night, and the Tigers reeled off 14 runs in a row en route to a 14-5 pasting of the Blue. Tigers had 20 hits in the game. Hyunjin Ryu never got out of the third inning. Angels lost to Toronto. Jose Reyes hit a 2-run home run, cooling off a Halos team. Angels still have won 14 of their last 18. Other top games, Major League Baseball, the Reds swept the doubleheader from the Chicago Cubs, who have not won a game since they traded their top 2 starters. Jay Bruce hit a 2-run home run in the first game. Billy Hamilton with an RBI single and triple in the nightcap, pacing that Reds doubleheader sweep. Mets up under the Braves, Curtis Granderson with a home run. Phillies slugged Atlanta, Chase Utley hit a 2-run single. Cardinals over the Pirates, Cullen Wong hit a 9th-inning home run off home run-prone reliever Ernesto Friere. It's a 2nd straight night the Redbirds have had a walk-off home run in the bottom of the 9th inning. Miami stunned Arizona, Marcell Ozuna with a 2-run home run in the 9th inning. Diamondbacks are 16-31 at home. Over in the American League, the Indians zing the Yankees. Masahiro Tanaka, the ace, got shelled. One of the few bad outings he's had. He gave up 2 home runs. White Sox beat the Red Sox. What a mess at Fenway Park. Boston has lost 7 of 8. Houston hammered Texas. Astros hit 3 home runs. Rangers have lost 9 of 10. Oakland bashed the Giants. The Athletics have won 10 of their last 13. San Francisco has lost 20 of its last 27. On the injury front, the Dodgers have DL'd pitcher Josh Beckett. He's got a hip impingement. Indians have DL'd their frontline starting pitcher Justin Masterson. He's got a strained knee. Twins have lost starting pitcher, the ace of their staff, Ricky Nolasco, with a tender elbow. He goes on the DL. Jared Weaver undergoes an exam in Anaheim. The Angel ace has a minor strain of his back. And the Reds have DL'd Joey Votto for the 2nd time. They're slugging first baseman. He's out with a thigh injury. Meanwhile, in baseball, the MLB teams getting ready for next Tuesday's All-Star game in Minneapolis-St. Paul are facing changes on their roster. Because of pitching rotations, it appears at least five pitchers chosen to the All-Star team won't be able to throw next Tuesday. Tyson Ross, Madison Bumgarner of the Giants, Johnny Cueto of Cincinnati, Julio Teheran of Atlanta, and Masahiro Tanaka of the Yankees all are scheduled to pitch this coming Sunday, which means they will not be allowed to throw in the Tuesday All-Star game. Meanwhile, there's a big feud developing between Boston and Baltimore over comments made by John Lackey, the Red Sox pitcher. Lackey, who got burned by Nelson Cruz, the Orioles slugger, over the weekend, popped off. Yeah, you people in Baltimore, very convenient of you to forget what he did, making reference to Cruz's 50-game drug suspension. That set off Orioles manager Buck Showalter. He went public and said, yeah, it's very convenient for you people at Fenway Park to forget what David Ortiz did. Ortiz was one of the first guys that tested positive for steroids back in 2003. This is nice. Yankees have problems with catcher Brian McCann, who signed an $85 million free agent contract in the offseason. His agent says his client doesn't feel comfortable playing in New York. McCann, with all that money, is hitting just .230 on the season. Sad note in baseball, Earl Robinson, once a high draft pick with the Dodgers and Orioles, has passed away. He was a star in the 1960s who wanted to become a great college baseball coach. He passed away in Los Angeles. Big day in the NBA. Pat Riley, Miami Heat general manager, face-to-face meeting with LeBron James, that meeting to take place this afternoon in Las Vegas. Riley is trying to convince King James to take the 5-year max offer the Miami Heat have offered. New York Knicks new head coach Derek Fisher has met privately with Carmelo Anthony, asking him to stay in New York. The Knicks have offered him 5 years, $129 million. That's a max deal for him. Lakers are also in the running, but they can only offer a 4-year contract. Houston Rockets have told Chris Bosh, we've offered you the max. We want a decision on the 4-year, $88 million contract we've offered you. We need the decision by Thursday. And Oklahoma City coach Scott Brooks flew into Los Angeles yesterday to meet with Laker free agent Paul Gasol. They can only offer him about $6 million per year, but they're trying to sell Gasol on the chance to play with Kevin Durant and a great Oklahoma City team. Day three of the mental competency hearings today for Clipper owner Donald Sterling. Yesterday's hearings, volatile. Sterling was argumentative, with lawyers questioning him about his mental health issues. Sterling even argued with the judge. Reporters that were there say it was an absolute zoo. In football, the NFL's got more problems on his hands. Now there's growing resentment from veteran players that the concussion lawsuit that they thought they were settling does not address the health issues of current players today, just retired players today, and players who may suffer problems as soon as they retire in the next couple of years. In hockey, bad news for the Nashville Predators. Mike Fisher, their star center, ruptures an Achilles tendon working out yesterday in Canada. He's going to be gone at least 6 months. And the testimony is over. The Oscar Pistorius murder trial in South Africa has come to conclusion. Defense rested its case yesterday. The judge has set August 7th for closing statements from lawyers in the murder case involving the Olympic track star and his girlfriend. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks.